Madam Chair, I'd just like to make a comment about, before making a motion, that I'm really excited to turn the page here and new chapter with RTC with Ms. Christensen as Kim as our executive director.
Your mic on, Bruce?
Oh, yeah.
Speak a little closer. As our executive director, I've learned to depend on Ms. Christensen's professional leadership as an engineer, and I've learned to depend on her presentations as being.
Hey, we lost audio here on Zoom.
Nope. Thank you. We're going to take a moment to address technical issues. We're back? Okay. And we're back. Go ahead.
All right. I don't know if I should start over again. I just want to say that I'm excited to turn the page and look at RTC, the new executive director, and Ms. Christensen Kim as our executive director. She's been a consummate professional, I believe, in the years that she's been with us as our lead engineer. I've learned to depend on her presentations as being factual, transparent, and I could be really depend on a great set of facts when she makes a presentation. I want to thank Sarah for her willingness to step into this role. It's not an easy one at this time, as we know, and to lead the reorganization of this commission, which is on itself a real challenge to anybody who becomes the new executive director. And I really want to say, give my full support for her to be our next executive director. I would like to make that motion that she be our next executive director for the terms that were announced.
Thank you. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
A second.
Okay. Comments? Comments? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I do have a few comments, and I'm making them with some concern about doing so. I have been, as an elected official, involved in multiple hires of executive management. And while I have had concerns, I have always voted yes on ultimately on those contracts. And I want to say that I really, I think Sarah is a consummate professional, and I believe that she has excelled at project delivery, at working through some, you know, really challenging issues and during challenging times. But my interest here is in the health of this organization. And so I'm going to just say that I have concerns in the arena of Ms. Christensen's level of experience with supervision. And I also have serious concerns about the crossroads that we're at substantively in terms of where we're headed. For me, the question is, do we want to be a highway organization, or do we want to be a rail organization, or perhaps a combination? And I've supported, and I'll say more on that later, I've supported those compromises that this commission agreed to, and members of the public when we when we ran the Measure D campaign. But I have seen rail undermined during my time here. I've seen it from commissioners, and I've seen it through the staff kind of dynamics. And for that reason, I can't support a three-year contract. I was willing to support a shorter term. With no offense to you, Ms. Christensen, I feel that we need an executive director, as one of our public commenters said, who has rail experience and an interest in really moving that project forward. So under the circumstances, I could support a shorter term as an initial contract, but I'm not able to support a three-year contract, which is not standard. I mean, it happens, but it's not standard for new hires, particularly when we see a person who's coming in without that director level experience. So I just wanted to be clear about why I'm doing this. I do not take it lightly. I think a unanimous vote would be important. I'm just not there today. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments? Yes, please.
I won't add anything to what Commissioner Brown, Sandy Brown, just said. I'm also going to vote no.
Thank you. Yes, Commissioner Johnson, and then Commissioner Koenig.
Okay. So I'm going to fully endorse and support this resolution. You know, it's interesting that if you have a difference of opinion that you think that rail, the model has to prove itself as being something that will work, that will be productive, that will be used. Lots of models out there and actual rails systems out there are failing. But I guess if you don't agree with certain people, you're, quote, undermining the whole idea of rail. No, you're just asking hard questions that have to be asked, because the people of this county are going to be asked to pay a lot of money.
Point of order. I don't see how this relates to the item on the agenda.
It is on the agenda because I'm getting around to it, sir.
Thank you.
I wish you'd show a little bit of decorum. It'd be nice. So when somebody complains that that somebody doesn't, quote, have enough experience in rail, and that's the reason that they should be questioned, I have a problem with that. That's all I'm saying. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Koenig?
Sure. Just a few brief comments. Really to underline the fact that we interviewed some very qualified candidates for this position. You know, we received over 100 applications for this position from across the state, and Sarah Christensen rose to the top for good reason. We interviewed a lot of people that did have extensive experience in rail, but they're just did not match the level of understanding for our unique situation here in Santa Cruz County, as well as also I don't think had the strength of the interpersonal skills either. So it's with the utmost support that I'll be voting for the motion. And I really think that Ms. Christensen, this is in no way related to any specific departments for one transportation mode or another. And I think if anything, one of the strengths of Ms. Christensen is our next executive director is that she's able to objectively consider all transportation modes, and really a lot of the success we've had winning some really grand slam state grants have been because of the multimodal approach that she's helped to champion. So thanks.
Thank you. Okay, I'll just say briefly, congratulations, and we're looking forward to working with you. Based on, you know, some of the comments we've heard, I think that most of us can agree that there is no one solution to our transportation challenges here in the county. And I'm hopeful for the future under Ms. Christensen's leadership that we will continue our focus on all opportunities available to us, including transit and rail and freeway projects and road improvement, as we would expect from any new executive director. With that, we have a motion and a second. Should we do a roll call vote for this one, you think? Yeah, I think
yes.
That would be.
Yes.
Commissioner Sandy Brown?
No.
Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Montesino?
Yes.
Commissioner Alternate Shiffrin?
No.
Commissioner Quinn?
Yes.
Commissioner Koenig?
Aye.
Commissioner McPherson? Commissioner Kristen Brown?
Aye.
Commissioner Pegler?
Aye.
Commissioner Rotkin?
Aye.
That passes.
Thank you. All right. Congratulations. We will move on now to item 9, oral communications. This is an opportunity for any member of the public to address